This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head into this week, we want to start by taking some time with God together. Time with God is the foundation of your spiritual life. It's what builds your relationship with God. And you know that what you have as a born-again Christian is a living relationship with God. You don't just have a Christian way to try and live, a set of morals to try and guide your life by. No, you have a living relationship with the God of the universe who is personally interested in you and involved in your life. We want to look this week at the theme of Jesus' attitude towards failing Christians. And I want to build it around an experience that Simon Peter had in the Bible with Jesus. In Luke chapter 22 in the Bible, verse 31, Jesus is speaking to Simon Peter, and he says to him, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked permission to sift you like wheat." Now, just imagine that. Jesus telling you Satan has asked permission, and it's been granted him, to sift you like wheat. Do you ever feel like Satan has decided to concentrate his efforts on you? Well, do you notice that Satan had to get permission to attack Peter in this way? Permission from God. Now, what does that tell you about temptation? It means that God has allowed temptation in our lives. And God has a purpose even in that. It is never God's purpose or desire for you to sin. But God can even use temptation in his plan for your life. Satan had to get permission to tempt Peter. And look what Jesus says in the next verse. Satan's demanded permission to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. How fantastic that this verse begins with the word but. You see, we're all going to face incredible temptations, but there is something awesome to remember when we face temptation. Jesus tells Peter, "But I have prayed for you." You see, Jesus Christ is on your side. He's pulling for you. He's not just cheering you on from the outside. He's actively involved in helping you resist temptation. "I've prayed for you that your faith may not fail." And you see, the issue always when we are making a choice whether to obey God or give in to temptation, the issue is always an issue of faith, of trusting what God has said, trusting what we know God wants for us. The more you get to know God, the more you'll trust him. "I've prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and you, when once you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." I wonder if you've ever used your experience of struggling with temptation to strengthen somebody else, to encourage them, to help them. There's nothing sinful with being tempted. You know, it's what you do with the temptation that matters. And Jesus Christ is with you today, whatever temptation you're facing. Ask him to help you, even right now. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.